Hello, my name is Clyde J. Kell, and I invite you to join me in prayer and in sharing a story of Saint Philomena. On May 25, 1802, excavators in the ancient catacomb of St. Priscilla in Rome came upon a well-preserved shelf tomb sealed with terracotta slabs, in a manner usually reserved for nobility or great martyrs. The tomb was marked with three tiles, inscribed with the following confusing words: Lumina, Pax, Cumpla. However, if one places the first tile last and separates the words properly, the sentence emerges, Pax Ticuma Philomena, which is, Peace with you, Philomena. Also inscribed on the tiles were symbols of a lily, arrows, an anchor, and a lance, which would appear to indicate virginity and martyrdom. Inside the coffin, there were discovered the remains of a girl of about 12 or 13 years of age, along with a vial or ampulla of her dried blood. Transferred to the treasury of the rare collection of Christian antiquity in the Vatican, the remains were soon forgotten, since no record existed of a virgin martyr named Philomena. But in 1805, a Neapolitan priest, Don Francisco de Lucia, traveling to Rome with his newly appointed bishop, requested, and after a brief delay, received the relics of this martyr to enshrine in his village church at Mugnano di Cardinale. Immediately upon the official donation of St. Philomena's sacred remains, signal favors began to be granted through her intercession, and unusual events to occur. The favors, graces, and even miracles started to increase, even before her enshrinement at Mugnano, and they steadily grew in number thereafter, such that this virgin martyr soon earned the title Philomena, Powerful with God. In 1837, only 35 years after her exhumation, Pope Gregory XVI elevated this wonder worker of the 19th century to sainthood in an act unprecedented in the history of Catholicism. She became the only person recognized by the Church as a saint solely on the basis of her powerful intercession, since nothing historical was known of her except her name and the evidence of her martyrdom. You to share in the prayer of the little crown or chaplet of Saint Philomena. This chaplet consists of a medal of the saint, three white beads signifying virginity and in honor of the Blessed Trinity, for whose sake she laid down her life, and 13 red beads signifying martyrdom and commemorating the number of years Philomena lived on earth. The little crown of Saint Philomena is a popular way of asking her help. This is prayed by saying first the Apostles' Creed to ask for the grace of faith. Then three Our Fathers are said in honor of each of the three divine persons of the Blessed Trinity, in thanksgiving for the graces bestowed on Saint Philomena and for all the favors that have been obtained through her intercession. The following prayer is then repeated 13 times to commemorate the 13 years that Saint Philomena is supposed to have spent on earth.
Yeah.
With this edition of St. Philomena Prayers, I ask that you join me in prayer for the intercession and the protection of our armed forces serving in Iraq. With confidence, we pray through the intercession of St. Philomena. God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is sitting at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body and life everlasting. Amen. Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Acknowledge after Mary as my advocate with the divine spouse. Intercede for me now and at the hour of my death. Saint Philomena, beloved daughter of Jesus and Mary, pray for us who have recourse to thee. Hail, O holy Saint Philomena, whom I acknowledge after Mary as my advocate with the divine spouse, intercede for me now and at the hour of my death. Saint Philomena, beloved daughter of Jesus and Mary, pray for us who have recourse to thee. Hail, O holy Saint Philomena, whom I acknowledge after Mary as my advocate with the divine spouse, intercede for me now and at the hour of my death. Saint Philomena, beloved daughter of Jesus and Mary, pray for us who have recourse to thee. Hail, O holy Saint Philomena, whom I acknowledge after Mary as my advocate with the divine spouse, intercede for me now and at the hour of my death. Saint Philomena, beloved daughter of Jesus and Mary, pray for us who have recourse to thee. Hail, O holy Saint Philomena, whom I acknowledge after Mary as my advocate with the divine spouse, intercede for me now and at the hour of my death. Saint Philomena, beloved daughter of Jesus and Mary, pray for us who have recourse to thee. Hail, O holy Saint Philomena, whom I acknowledge after Mary as my advocate with the divine spouse, intercede for me now and at the hour of my death. Saint Philomena, beloved daughter of Jesus and Mary, pray for us who have recourse to thee. Hail, O holy Saint Philomena, whom I acknowledge after Mary as my advocate with the divine spouse, intercede for me now and at the hour of my death. Saint Philomena, beloved daughter of Jesus and Mary, pray for us who have recourse to thee. Hail, O holy Saint Philomena, whom I acknowledge after Mary as my advocate with the divine spouse, intercede for me now and at the hour of my death. Saint Philomena, beloved daughter of Jesus and Mary, pray for us who have recourse to thee. Hail, O holy Saint Philomena, whom I acknowledge after Mary as my advocate with the divine spouse, intercede for me now and at the hour of my death. Saint Philomena, beloved daughter of Jesus and Mary, pray for us who have recourse to thee. Hail, O holy Saint Philomena, whom I acknowledge after Mary as my advocate with the divine spouse, intercede for me now and at the hour of my death. Saint Philomena, beloved daughter of Jesus and Mary, pray for us who have recourse to thee. Hail, O holy Saint Philomena, whom I acknowledge after Mary as my advocate with the divine spouse, intercede for me now and at the hour of my death. Saint Philomena, beloved daughter of Jesus and Mary, pray for us who have recourse to thee. Saint Philomena, whom I acknowledge after Mary as my advocate with the divine spouse, intercede for me now and at the hour of my death. Saint Philomena, beloved daughter of Jesus and Mary, pray for us who have recourse to thee. Hail, O holy Saint Philomena, whom I acknowledge after Mary as my advocate with the divine spouse, intercede for me now and at the hour of my death. Saint Philomena, beloved daughter of Jesus and Mary, pray for us who have recourse to thee. Hail, O illustrious Saint Philomena, who did so courageously shed thy blood for Christ. I bless the Lord for all the graces he bestowed upon thee during thy life, and especially at thy death. I praise and glorify him for the honor and power with which he has crowned thee, and I beg thee to obtain for me from God the graces I ask through thy intercession. Amen. Thank you for joining me in the fulfillment of a promise to Saint Philomena.